going on? It's the Film Drunk Frogcast coming at you, not live from the Frog Quarters in San Francisco. This is the Frogcast. We like to get right into pop culture and just take it down a notch. And this is a terrible. This is going really bad. Every time I try to do a good intro, it goes real bad. I got Brett here with me in the Frog Quarters.
I'm your imaginary friend.
He is. He's my number one imaginary friend.
And also to the fans.
To the fans. To the fans for whom all is dedicated. And Laramie is on the phone.
Hello.
Hey, Laramie, I heard that your dog likes to bite everyone.
That's true, actually.
Yeah. Brad, I roomed with Brad all through TIFF, your buddy Brad. Do you remember him?
Barely.
How's that? How does that feel that he just, like, canceled your guys' pod?
Is he the small one, the unimportant fellow? Are you not big-timing him? Did he big-time you?
No, it was a mutually... It was a conscious uncoupling, I'd say.
You big-timed each other?
Yeah. He had to go work for a Box Office Mojo or whatever.
Yeah.
Bomb. It's important, though. Yeah.
Did that hurt?
I don't know why
not
that
really.
I don't know why that keeps him from running a podcast. It doesn't seem like those two things should be connected.
he's Brad, as you well know, having roomed with him. He's doing Brad stuff. He's got Brad ideas.
Oh.
So I heard from Brad that you're not friends with Laramie until Bugsy bites you.
That's true, actually. Bugsy survivors. There's a group. He'll take a little bite out of you, sure. Yeah.
What's his problem?
He is a jerk.
You have like a dog psychiatrist you can take him to?
Oh, we've had that, dude. We've had the medicines, we've had the balms, you know.
Really? Balms?
The face creams. Do
you get him under one of those Thunder Buddy vests that makes him feel like he's being hugged all the time?
I guess we could just solve it with what do you put on them? A muzzle.
Oh, yeah.
We've never done that.
Aw.
Do they make the Thunder Buddy vests in man shape?
That's what you need?
Yeah.
You just need a hug all the time?
Yeah.
It's going to be all right, Brett. You know that abyss out there that you're staring into?
It's not in this vest. It's nowhere near the vest. It's too tight. There's no room for the fucking sucking void inside of this hug vest. You're doing great. You're not scared of noises no more.
Hey, a hug vest.
Hey, Laramie.
Sir.
So before you came on, we were talking, and I said really loudly, "Beware of me!" And I thought that was the best thing I've ever probably said. Do you ever use that for like a fun Halloween Twitter handle?
I haven't. It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Hey, that's yours because it's your name. That you can take that all the way to the bank of faves and retweets.
Thank you. I will use that not only Halloween but just to enter parties.
Oh yeah, great. The more the better. I think it's swell that your name rhymes with
I don't
other
know
words.
How I never noticed that.
Yeah.
Oh, words are fun.
It's great. It's great times.
It's a portmanteau.
I heard you watch Mr. Robot, by the way.
I have watched it all, so we can get
wait,
spoilery.
Wait, so we're already getting into the hashtag content?
Oh, do you want to do more, like, fucking beat
no,
around?
No, that's good. Okay. You guys did that well.
Yeah. All right.
I need banter?
Yeah.
You need hashtag banter and hashtag content. They're two hands.
On your agenda, you didn't send out the PowerPoint. Is it, what, 3.5 minutes of witty banter before we segue into topics? I don't know how it works.
I would never call it witty.
Aw.
It's some kind of banter.
Yeah. We mostly try and describe whether or not we're live or what the podcast is.
Look, you guys are going to talk Mr. Robot. Just go ahead. Just get into it.
Have you watched it?
I haven't.
It's going to wreck it for you.
No, I can say fun things about the stuff that I have. I'll be like you and Brendan are usually.
Yeah, just interrupting and ruining jokes.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I'm good at that. I rarely get a chance to do it.
I know. You have to drive so you can't just be farting in the car.
It's one of my number one skills. In fact, I think if you looked at any of my old report cards, doesn't raise his hand, sometimes just interrupts us and says dumb shit for no reason. That was me. That's me. I'm that guy.
Do you send him out of the house with pants, or is that just
he's always
where
sticky.
Do they go?
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing out there.
I like Mr. Robot a lot.
I do too.
Like a lot.
And I have something to say about it.
Weren't you afraid that it was going to turn into Fight Club?
Hashtag content.
Yeah, the first episode, I was like, fuck, this is looking really Fight Club-y. And then it turns out it was really Fight Club-y, and it kind of still... I feel weird about that part. That part makes, like, it's a weird decision to make, but, like, all of the other weird decisions were really good weird decisions. Go ahead, Laramie.
Doesn't it star that guy who's kind of like Oscar Isaac, but isn't?
He is a little Oscar Isaac-y, I guess, yeah. So I heard an interview with the writer-directory guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, people, so there's a, you know, the Fight Club ending with the Pixies song, right?
Yeah, I noticed that too. And they fucking do the piano version. Yeah.
And he's like, people were tweeting me like, you know, that's the same song as Fight Club, right? And he's like, yeah, why do you think I fucking chose it? Like,
but like, I get that it's a nod to that. But like, why even include that whole thing in the first place? Like, it's weird to be like, oh, yeah, it's the exact same plot. Also, here's a tip of the hat to the plot that I did.
Here's the difference, I feel like. I feel like both have an unreliable narrator, but in the case of Fight Club, it still all ties together. I don't feel like that's the case with Mr. Robot. I feel like Mr. Robot is actually about mental illness.
In a way
that Fight Club is about coolness.
Yeah.
Like, Mr. Robot doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and I really, yeah.
Which I enjoy. I mean, I really, really like that part.
Yeah, I really like his... like, it was the last episode where he's ranting about, like, culture and he's like, we're all just fucking drones. And, like, he's kind of not doing a very good job about ranting about culture. Like, it's the figment of his imagination is like, and there's, like, fucking street signs. And what if you don't want to go that way? Like, it's weird and kind of, like, nonsensical. Like, kind of dumb. Like, it's a dumb rant against modern.
Yeah, because Fight Club is considered very cool, right? But the real life.
Not on purpose. Like, I think it was considered cool and not really intended to be like a statement about cool. I mean, sort of.
I thought it was like actively counterculture.
But it's sort of like the, I think everybody fell in love with the first like 2/3 of the movie where like, oh, he's supposed to be the cool rebel guy. I want to be just like that guy. And then the next part of the film was like, hey, here's why you shouldn't be that guy and why that guy kind of is not a thing that you should be. And they kind of did the whole the Scarface thing where everybody sort of forgets that part.
Yeah. Also, he should have shot himself and died at the end. Like, she should have come up.
Which is
he
the
spins
book, right?
He spins around in the chair. He's dead. The buildings explode. End of movie. Like, that's the correct ending to Fight Club the movie.
Yeah.
Like, that's a better ending.
Yeah, I don't know, but I can't. I don't know. I feel like film, being in film classes has ruined me to, like, anything, any story that ends in a suicide, I'm like, oh, fuck that.
Yeah, fair. But
like, did you watch oh god, this is gonna be a huge spoiler.
What?
Modern Family.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh no, don't is it something I want to see?
I don't know. It's on HBO.
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw Laramie, you good?
For All Takes the Field?
Yep.
Yeah, no, it's all right, sorry. Everybody mute for like 2 seconds. It's Show Me a Hero.
Yeah. Which I mean you knew. Like, show me here the second half of that. Like, someone's going to get fucking shot. I didn't know if, like, he'd shoot himself.
Yeah.
By the way, fucking Oscar Isaac. I am in his teenage
fan
club.
Oh, God. He is so good.
He's good.
So
he's
good.
Very strong.
He's my favorite. Yeah. So, all right. I don't know. I don't want to hijack your discussion, but I already done it. So, yeah. I'm just going to do that.
We'll go back to Mr. Robot. We'll bookend it.
So, like, I complained about the ending and how, like, all that buildup and to a suicide. Also, in the show, there's that quote, show me a hero and I'll write you a tragedy.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, well, that was the entire fucking show. Like, reduced the entire, like, 6 hours I spent watching this shit down to one sentence.
And
they
did an amazing job of title reveal in the show where they quote the line. The reporter, I think, quotes it to a local senator or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, that's a good one. Is that... did Bob from
accounting?
Yeah. And he's like, it's fucking he said, oh, it's Fitzgerald. He said, oh, that's whatever, I fucked that up. Anyway, they did a good job of like downplaying the title reveal,
mm-hmm.
and then like kind of just did the movie playing into the title reveal.
So I complained about the ending of that, and people are like, you know, that was the actual ending in real life, right? And I'm kind of like, do people understand that you, when you write a show, like whatever it's based on, you can pick the ending yourself. Yeah, like, yes, that happened in real life. It didn't have to be like the end of the entire show.
Yeah, they should have done him going up to the gravestone and then like the funeral interspersed and not done the fucking gunshot. Like that was a little.
Yeah. Also, man, I like for most of that show's runtime, I was thinking, I can't believe they're going to make me enjoy a show where a guy talks to a tombstone. Because goddamn do I hate anything where anyone talks to a fucking tombstone.
Yeah. You know, there was like a month in television this year where everyone was peeing on their dad's grave.
Really?
Yeah, it happened in like three shows. Like someone, I don't remember the other one. House of Cards did it.
Yeah. House of Cards got ridiculous there where he just like pulled down he pulled down the like the angel in
Jesus.
The church.
He tackled the Jesus and broke his face.
Like, all right. That's a little on the nose, no?
Yeah. I had to stop watching House of Cards. Anyway, Show Me a Hero was fucking spectacular. The whole way through, I was just like, I need more shows about civics.
I hated the ending. I wish they wouldn't have ended.
You've already
that.
You covered
I think,
that.
Yeah, I think
you covered that.
Yeah, it might just be my personal issue with having,
yeah,
you know, had to work on a million every stupid middle class white person.
Oh, it's so profound.
Oh, dude, isn't it? Aren't I so fucking deep? My dad's totally not an orthodontist.
That's suicide's the way. The suicide's the way you write in like interest in a totally boring context. Yeah. It's just like
I
have
done
no
that
personal
shit myself too. Like I don't know. Also the grave thing, speaking of grave, like tombstone scenes, I really liked, Nebraska, but the one scene, like June Squibb winning, best supporting actress, I think people really were into her, like flashing the tombstone. And that was the worst moment of that movie by
she
far.
She showed the tombstone
like,
her boobs?
Her vagina. Yeah,
her vagina.
She's like, here, you couldn't get this when you were alive, sucker.
Oh, that's actually kind of, like that's
yeah,
it was kind of funny.
Yeah, but it was kind of like, oh, isn't this old lady such a kick in the pants?
Yeah.
Isn't she a real firecracker?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a very patronizing attitude towards old people in indie movies.
Yeah. Just everywhere, really.
Yeah, that's true.
That movie was a little patronizing towards the dad, though, too.
Yeah.
Like, he was clearly needed to be in a home, right?
Yeah, probably.
They need to put him away and just laugh, you know, all the way at the bank kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
High five each other.
Sure. I mean, I love Alexander
Payne. Like, when your dad starts bringing out lotto tickets or whatever, or saying he won, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got to go.
Right.
That's it.
That's like Terrence Howard when he's doing the... When he's making figurines and talking about how he invented a new math. You're like, all right, man, I think that's enough for you. Time to get on lithium.
There are so few times where I wish someone was journalisming the journalist and like, you know, where sometimes they'll shoot the documentary to go along with the story like Snowden.
Yeah.
Where I want someone to film whoever wrote that fucking Terrence Howard story and the guy just like totally being accommodating to his batshit craziness.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you know what? You got to keep all of the snakes in the jar. Or else, I mean, that makes total. I mean, it sounds a little weird when you say it, but when you think about like how many snakes you can fit in a jar, then you start to see why that might be a thing that could happen.
Well, do people understand the complete sellout nature of all entertainment journalism? I feel like they must understand it to a certain degree.
But I want to watch it happen. I want to watch someone be shocked and a little bit afraid, and then have to like spin it around and be like, great,
yeah.
I think the sad part is most people, you'd never see that reveal. They would still be, you know, like they'd be into it.
Right.
Oh, they just never turn off. It's always accommodating the crazies nonstop.
Yeah, after you've interviewed your 200th celebrity that tells you about, you know, the secret of life or whatever.
Crystals, man. It's all crystals.
You've got to either choose to, you know, die inside or agree. I mean, those are your choices.
You got to get busy shilling or get busy dying.
Exactly. Yeah.
Can I finish Mr. Robot?
Yes, I was going to suggest that.
So there's like, I think that counts as a flaw. Like, it's a little weird that they did that. And I was worried it was going to be a double switcheroo. And it was going to be like...
the old double switcheroo.
Yeah. Like, Christian Slater's the actual character. And like, it was his son that died. And that caused him to have a schizophrenic break. And I was like, that's
there's
a little...
So, it's so creepy and disconcerting as well. And it's on USA, which I love.
I mean, they're balls out on the weirdness, like watching that chick pee. And then
I can't wait to watch this show.
It's really good. And then
if Nickelodeon came without it, I wouldn't have been more surprised.
Yeah. You know? And then the drug dealer guy did a great job. I love that character. There's a drug dealer that's like supplying his girlfriend, who's also like a low level drug dealer, and he's just they give him the choice.
Freaky too.
The what? Oh yeah,
Danish vampires. Whatever the fuck.
Oh, are they Danish? I thought they were Swedish.
No, they're Danish.
I was under the impression that this was the girl with the dragon tattoo guy, the Swedish version. That was his show, but I think he just shot the pilot or something. Like, he's tangentially related. And I'm like, it's a good thing he brought along the Swedes, because they're fucking creepy. They're like really pretty, and their accent is like just subtle enough to where you're like, they're talking kind of wrong.
It's one of those shows that seems almost destined for failure given the arc it's on.
Yes.
But the thing that is heartening to me is he says there's a very finite amount of episodes and then it's done.
Good.
I bet that guy was like, he was in his basement. He's like, you know what, guys? No matter what happens, at least we were heartening to Laramie. We heartened the fuck out of this Laramie guy. We can all go home.
Yeah.
All right, time to break for lunch.
The one episode I thought was almost unwatchable, the dream episode.
Where he's going through withdrawals?
It's like 4 or 5, yeah.
I think dream episodes are all unwatchable.
Yeah.
Remember when Sopranos had like a 2-episode arc of just Tony like dreaming some stupid
dream? That's one of like the maybe 4 episodes of The Sopranos I've seen is the one where he gets bad clams and like gets passed out on them. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess that's premium cable.
Yeah, well, that was back when premium cable didn't have a lot of competition. So they're like, how can we stretch this out? I know. 3-episode dream sequence arc.
Yeah.
Boom.
So I'm reading the IMDb page for Mr. Robot. I noticed that one of the main actresses is named Portia Doubleday. And man, is that ever a 70s porn star name?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't believe that's her real name. There's a lot of fun trivia about her on IMDb, too. Like, for instance, did you know that she's the younger sister of Caitlin Doubleday?
Hmm.
Were you aware that her mother, father, and sister are all Screen Actors Guild members?
No.
Shit. Huh.
She is also a Los Angeles native.
Oh, like L.A. of note? Mm-hmm. The L.A., the town.
The town.
The county, I guess.
She was studying psychology in college and was considering pre-med.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? What do you think made her not do that?
I'm not sure, but she did describe herself a tomboy to the Los Angeles Times.
Interesting. So she'll like sports and playing in the dirt?
Well, she played soccer for 12 years.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a sport.
Uh-huh. And her parents, they insisted that she finish high school before pursuing a career in acting.
Well, that's very prudent of acting. Them.
No, I insist you finish high school. Okay.
That's, that's some fact.
And here's the key. Here's the key fact that you gotta understand
To like really get inside her character, like her as a being, as an entity in the world.
If you really want to peel back the onion with Portia Doubleday, you need to know this next bullet point.
Lay it on me. I'm ready.
Was considered one of the 55 faces of the future by Nylon Magazine's Young Hollywood issue.
55 of them.
Yeah, faces of the future.
Wow.
Now, I know all numbers are arbitrary and we just use them to create structure, but why 55?
I think it's a numerology thing. I think they're actually predicting how the world ends and she's a part of it.
And if you're 56 out there, you were just so close or what?
It's like the number of the beast. 55 faces of the future. One of them's on a horse and you guys are fucked.
It's an alliterative number. That's classic technique. all right, so I don't know if you guys are done with that, but I got more hashtag content.
Do you? I'm excited.
Yeah.
You rolled in here content light, my friend, and I just want...
Well, no, I got lots of hashtag content. Next up, I don't know if you guys have seen this. I don't know if you guys have heard about this. Vin Diesel, our buddy.
Yeah. You're supposed to say, have you heard about this one?
He is going to be starring in a film called The Last Witch Hunter.
I have seen the trailer for The Last Witch Hunter. I feel I am well versed in the subject.
I feel like he's knocking the food right out of Nick Cage's mouth at this point.
Yes. Yes.
And I think some of this trailer will translate audio-wise because it's got one of my favorite things, which is the goth cover of something. But it's
Wait. Just pause it for a second. What you're not going to get from the non-visual version is that it's basically just screaming beard at you.
That's true.
Yeah,
he's got a mohawk.
He's got a powerful.
Does he look like Triple X?
Triple X didn't have a beard?
Just shut
up. Get a mohawk.
Just shut up.
No, he just shaved. It was just fuck, man. Can I watch?
If you want. He's kissing his pregnant wife's stomach. You know something's gonna end bad.
I need you to wake up. None of this is real. You are in a trap.
Thank you.
For centuries, your immortality has made you the greatest soldier of the Axe and Cross.
Oh, this is
more precious to me than your mother and
black
father.
In the background.
Paint it black. Michael Caine talking about the old Axe and Cross. I can't do it.
He's triple X, he is. I can't do it. Yeah, British it's hard, without slipping into Statham.
Yeah.
This is to take me to the dream world. It's the only way to fight what's coming.
I've waited my entire life to help you.
But something else is awakening beyond good.
So is that like double goth? When you're doing a goth cover of Paint It Black, which is kind
of possibly the most goth song of all time.
Yeah.
Paint It Black.
You're basically a 16-year-old girl at that point.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's talking literally about your fingernails.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
All Vin Diesel's statements should be hit with heavy drum beats, though. Like, I don't have friends. Boom, boom. I have family. Boom, boom.
That's right? True.
I got room in my heart for some supernatural dumbassery.
Absolutely.
You know, I really like that Constantine. Remember Constantine with Keanu Reeves? Uh-huh. Like, if it's just dumb enough and just witchy enough, I can get into it. Like, there's like a weird little hole, a little keyhole that I can fit myself through enjoyment-wise if it's got, like, you know, some sort of golem, like a big scary monster, and he's made
so
out
like
of rock.
Ghostbusters?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited for that.
That's the whole story?
Yeah.
Is that there's a trailer and he's got a beard?
He's got a beard. Yeah. He's got a goth cover of Painted Black.
It didn't look like he kept the beard the whole time, though.
No, because he's like half in the... He has to go into the dream world to fight the witches.
It's only a dream beard.
Right.
Okay.
That's true.
He's hunting witches.
Yeah. And then
who are the witches?
On the poster.
Uh-huh.
Well, also, what's her name from Game of Thrones?
Who's Michael Caine?
The redhead. Wildling girl.
Oh, yeah, from Downton Abbey.
No, she's not in Downton Abbey.
Ygritte.
Yeah, she's like a maid in Downton Abbey first season.
So Ygritte is my ultimate dream girl.
Yeah.
Not like the actress, but that character specifically.
Yeah.
You just want a chick who can shoot a bow and arrow?
Yeah, she's like, you don't know if she's going to cut your throat or do you real good.
Do you? You just want to know nothing.
She's touched by the fire gods and all that.
You want to be
down there in her crotch,
Link in the head, just doing it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Also, I get this. This is some good content. This is more audio. In case, you know, if Johnny Depp needs to learn how to do an accent better for Black Mass 2, like I assume they're going to do a Black Mass 2. He should study this.
How would that?
I don't know. Just Whitey Bulger.
Blacker.
Whitey Bulger just in jail, like eating oatmeal.
That's more massive.
I don't know what this is, but Jay says it's a fucking big sea turtle. It's a baby fucking whale, man. Holy shit, we are witnessing a baby fucking whale right here, dude. Holy shit. That thing is big, Jay. What is that thing? It looks hurt.
I don't know.
That thing looks hurt, Jay. Jay, that thing is hurt, bro. Holy shit, look at this fucking thing. Oh my god, what the fuck is that, bro? Jay, what the fuck is that? Oh man, pull back up, Jay. Come on. Come on, bro, pull back up, bro. We're seeing some shit we ain't never seen before, kid. Oh my god, that thing looks dead, man. We gotta call the aquarium or something, dude. Oh man, look at this fucking thing. Holy shit. What the fuck is that? Oh man.
Laramie, what are you doing? Again.
Jay, it's dead, bro, or something. Oh my god, Jay. Pull right up next to that shit, Jay. Oh man, look at this fucking thing. Oh man, look at that, Jay. Holy shit. What the fuck is that, kid?
I always make fun of movies when they say each other's names a lot, but maybe I was wrong. Like, maybe they were just thinking of this guy.
What is this video?
It's like these guys, these dudes on a boat in Boston, or like somewhere near Boston, and there's like a weird, like, big sunfish thing that's sort of floundering out there, and this dude's having a big freak out about it.
Yeah, he thought
it was. Is it a mola?
Yes, it is a mola.
You want to try to pull it in? Let's hook it.
I like that there's just rap playing in the background.
Just dead. What the hell is it?
It looks like a fucking baby whale.
A baby whale?
Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
You got that on video still?
Yeah, come on, let's pull up next to that shit, bro. Let's help it.
That's so sweet.
Now, when this guy was at Cambridge, was he the fun loving one?
He's gonna fucking die or something. Over go get him. Jay, pull up next to the fucking fish.
He just wants to help the baby whale. He doesn't.
We gotta fucking save him.
What?
We gotta fucking save the fish, Jay.
Oh man.
Oh my god. What is that?
Holy shit. Fish, what? Will you look at this fucking thing we got? Holy shit, people. Will you look at this fucking fish that me and Jay Foster got right here, kid?
Oh, Jay my Foster.
God, kid. We have a fucking whale here, bro. Fucking shit. This is fucking nuts. Jay, what are we gonna do here, kid?
It's not an alien.
Bro, look at this fucking thing. Oh man!
I gotta bring him to the back.
Oh man, Jay, come on! Oh man! All right, hold on. I got him. We gotta take a breath here. All right, let's go. Come on. Oh man, this is fucking nuts.
This is like the new Here Comes the Pizza.
This is the best day of these guys' lives.
They're gonna talk. I gotta take a TV timeout here, Jay.
They're gonna talk about this forever.
And I'm going to talk about it forever. I got maybe like 5 seconds into that before I just like couldn't hold it together at all.
Jay, we got to throw the challenge flag on this one.
Someone's got to deflate this fucker. It's too big. Yeah. You know, we have fun.
You just take a beat.
Weird content you got there, bro.
No, it's good content.
It's weird. It's real weird.
And I think it's a, just so people don't correct me, I think it's a mola mola.
Shut up, Laramie. God.
I don't want people saying.
How dare me.
Oh, man. We're going to do that? We're just going to do that the whole time?
Probably. That's what I like. Mola, I like mola? The words that sound like other words, and then you stick another one on the end. That's my fucking sweet spot. That and the witches. Some dumb witches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you see that commercial where Johnny Depp goes into the desert to bury his accessories?
Yeah, he buries his baubles.
Yeah.
I'm burying my baubles.
Yeah, it's for like a perfume.
I always sing it to the cleaning out my closet tune. I'm burying my baubles.
It did the thing where like it pans back to me and I'm standing there shocked and then drop the glass out of my hand without moving. Like, what? Why would you buy a perfume that came out of the desert, like it grew out of the spot he buried all of his bracelets in?
Also,
like, why would anyone put fruit from a tree that grew out of...
Jay, come over here. Johnny Depp planted his fucking accessories in the ground. It's growing...
You gotta see this.
It's growing a fucking perfume.
It's a magical tree.
Jay, come over here.
We gotta take a moment here.
Jay, stop. Look at Johnny Depp buried his fucking handkerchief.
Jay, let's silently reflect on this.
Now it's a perfume. Bring a bucket. Jay, bring the whole pitcher.
What do you think it smells like? Do you think it smells like his bracelets? Do you think if you spray it on you, it'll smell like accessories and sundries?
Yeah, just like sandalwood.
Just fucking shoelaces. And
sandalwood and rich leather.
Johnny Depp seems like a dude who stinks.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Absolutely. You know,
not entirely unpleasant, but just like gets on the bus and it's just like powerfully musky.
Yeah, no one's going to tell Johnny Depp to put on a new shirt.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, oh, you look good in that. How much did that cost?
Yeah.
It's going to be like, you know, some inorganic fabric that's just...
Yes, just got soaking up his boy stink.
I picture like almost everything he owns having some sort of leather laces in it. Like even his underwear, just they're like leather laces in the front.
Yeah.
That's what I picture.
Yeah.
Jake, come over here!
I knew it was coming.
Look at Johnny Depp's underwear! did you guys see this is the next bullet point in hashtag content.
Okay. I like that this is like a potpourri of...
Have you heard about this pharmaceutical bro?
Jesus.
This is Martin. This guy's raising prices on little cancer kids.
Yeah.
So I have a controversial theory about this guy.
You think he's right?
Yeah. You think he's bad?
No, I don't think that he's bad or that he's right, but I think that people hate him much more because he has a stupid-looking face.
Oh, God. God. Like, it's the perfect shape where if you punched it, your hand would just go in for, like a foot.
Yeah.
Like, it's like punching, like a big old marshmallow pie, and it would just, like, collapse around. It would feel so good.
Yeah.
It would be like...
He makes for a great thumbnail. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, because to be fair... I mean, in the interview, like, he did say he's raising the drug prices, like, you know, 6,000%. But he also said if people can't afford it, we give them to him for free. But I don't know if that's a real thing that he does, but he did say that.
But counterpoint, his face is fucking stupid looking.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Everybody hates him because they're like, oh, my God,
look at this
guy's face. And I think that's I'm not saying that's a bad thing either. I think we're all getting in touch with our reptilian brain.
Yeah.
And everybody's collective reptilian brain looked at that guy and said, that guy is bad and I don't like him.
Yeah. I think that is we're getting a little soft on the fucking weirdos. Like, in today's culture...
We can't celebrate every weirdo.
Yeah, we've done a lot of bad things and we're trying to like...
Well, yeah, but that Caitlyn Jenner's a hero.
Caitlyn Jenner does not have a face like this guy. Caitlyn Jenner can do whatever she wants, and it's fine by me. This guy, I don't like this guy.
Yeah.
I don't like the look of him. I bet he smells weird. I don't like the way he stands.
Yeah. I bet he's a dick to waiters.
Yeah. Oh, for sure he is. Like, he's got that face that just screams, I'm a dick to waiters.
Yeah, like there's a very specific genetic set of things that make you grow up to maybe be a school shooter. And like, or like a pharmaceutical / investor piece of shit. Like there's something down in there that made his face that way that we were responding to in a herd mentality. Like, we need to push this guy towards the hyenas for the good of all of us.
Right.
Because otherwise he's going to fucking make some cancer drug $750 a pill. Like, we want him out.
Yeah. And then, so that was the first reaction, was, oh my God, look what this guy's doing with the drugs. And then someone else dug up something to where he apparently was being sued by a previous company that he worked for, and he'd supposedly like been harassing some other guy and like telling him he was, you know, sending threatening letters to like him and his kids and his family. And that was like, oh, well, let's dance on this grave. Clearly he is exactly the piece of shit we thought he was. And then another article was like, also, he's a fan of emo and pop punk. And like that was like, somehow they put that up there with, you know, harassment and killing AIDS babies.
Yes.
Well, I mean, slow down.
It's
final strike.
It's so rare. It's so rare to get a villain that no one can write a think piece in favor of, where it's just like, no, I mean, we should punch this guy until he dies. We should just pummel him until he's a pile of bones
and then
feel good because we did something in favor of the general
until he's a pile of bones.
Yeah. Like, we did good by destroying this person, because normally we're destroying nice people who don't deserve it at all.
Right.
Like, we're just naturally, the way that things have shaken out structurally, we're destroying friendly nice people all the time, and it's nice to get a hold of some asshole in our jaws and just shake him until he can't breathe anymore.
Yeah, like a nice young Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I disagree with you about the think piece. I think we're 36 hours out from...
Oh, you think we're waiting for the second wave?
Yeah, there's going to be... I mean, he's still a trending topic, so of course people are looking for follow-up angles. Obvious follow-up angles is, Martin
Shkreli...
This
is actually good for the industry.
Martin Shkreli is not as bad as you think he is. He's actually doing some good things.
it's not going to solve his face.
No.
Hey, actually, I can segue into some content. So, like, look, we should be very careful about, like, doughy white guys. Like, generally, they're the bad ones.
Right.
Like,
I'm a doughy white guy.
Have you seen you, Laramie? You look like a terrorist.
Oh.
You got that terrorism face.
Oh.
Yeah, you look like a boom kind of guy.
Fuck you, fucking quiz.
What I don't like so much is the DirecTV commercials.
Oh yeah.
You guys notice the hard turn?
Curious, like, homoerotic twist that they've, or the what? Homophobic twist that they've taken?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just in general.
Hey, I'm Peyton Manning. And I'm dumb queer Peyton Manning. And yeah. I thought, yeah, it's like, whoa,
it's like, here,
they're really, like, before it was like personality stuff where it's like, I'm too close talker. But now it's like things you're born with.
Yeah, right.
Where it's like, you know, it's like, I'm Johnny Manziel and I'm Johnny Manziel with cancer. And they're like, yeah. Oh, fuck that guy. Don't be like that.
I'm Laramie and I have DirecTV. And I'm Bell's Palsy Laramie and I got cable.
Yeah. Oh, it's like.
Sure.
Mean spirited.
Yeah, it feels very much like the Howie Long truck commercials.
Yeah.
What they really should be is I have DirecTV and the other guy's house faces south. So he can't get DirecTV.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. And
yeah, if your house doesn't face a certain way, you can't get DirecTV, bro.
I've never had that problem.
I'm just sad that they made a second round. It just
right.
You know, they did the first ones
were annoying as fuck.
They had like two good ones and then they kept going.
None of them were good.
But like it means that someone out there thinks they're great, which means there's someone out there that's like, that guy pees weird, get him. We're just fucked. Like, where are we in capitalism that we want to be cucked by like multimillionaire celebrity athletes or just like, oh cool, you know, here's JJ Watt to fuck your wife. Until you decide to tweet about McDonald's new artisan sandwich, which tastes like it comes from a fucking food truck.
Mm. That's, man, is that what's going to happen to me?
By the way, on that
commercial, he's going to fuck your wife, and you're going to be like, fucking JJ Watt, he is a defensive powerhouse. I am glad he's in my house. He is a beast of a wife fucker.
He has such a strong back.
This is going to go on for hours.
Can you even imagine? Like, he's like too big and strong to even fuck anybody. Like, he's like him fucking anybody that's not a huge man.
Did you see him lift the tire?
Yeah, like he would have to fuck another huge man, otherwise it just looks like scary. Like
or a bear. He's gonna have to fuck a bear.
It looks like a killer whale eating a seal. You know,
you can only be gentle with an animal with the power to kill you in one swipe. That is the only way that he can kiss softly is with a muzzle full of teeth. Just like your gentle kisses on
or
the grizzly.
Maybe a killer whale. He could go underwater and fuck the killer
just
whale.
Just hold his breath the whole time, just not caring.
He's going to hold its flippers while it's swimming up under the ice floe and nailing it to knock the seal off.
If a
just covered in blood and seal blubber, smoking the after, the post-coital cigarette.
Because killer whales are basically the defensive linemen of the ocean.
That is 100% true.
They're flipping the seals on that tire. They're going to flip it over and get them off there.
That is an apt metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like those. Those are creepy and weird. And they're getting creepier and weirder.
If a bear played bump and run coverage on Rob Gronkowski, he'd never get off the line.
I mean, it's a bold statement. I think Gronk could... He's got some jukes.
What kind of bear? Is it sun bear? Those guys just sleep all day. Fuck sun bears.
Grizzly bear.
Oh, grizzly bear. I don't know. 50-50.
Polar bear.
Yeah, all right. Polar bear wins.
Kodiak. I mean.
Koala bear.
That's not even
The commercial where they have the McDonald's, the food truck, really makes me mad because it's just all about priming. There's no one who's going to eat at a food truck and be like, this tastes like fucking McDonald's. Like, no one does that. You wouldn't do it even if you thought it. Just makes me so mad.
It's a weird place in modern capitalism where it's like I want my celebrity heroes to tell me I'm a bitch for talking too high. And I want my fucking fast food to taste like some sub fast food. Like, oh, this tastes like it's reheated from a dog's butt. Like the heat of the butthole on the dog kept my sandwich warm. That's artisanal.
Wait, somebody wants that?
The whole pitch.
I think you took a big rhetorical leap there, Brad.
The whole pitch from McDonald's new sandwich or whatever is that it tastes like it came out of a truck. Like, they prepared it in a truck, and that is somehow better than whatever the fuck they're doing at McDonald's. Like, they're just like, okay, cool. People hate
this
what we're making.
Like, it was grilled on an engine block.
Yeah.
All right. Fair.
It's weird.
They clearly meant it's like a food truck you did.
You found this in your couch. It might have been there for a week, but that's McDonald's now.
Okay. Also, I've been working on this theory.
Uh-oh. Is this more hashtag content?
It is. Maybe we put up a poll later on this.
That was the wrong one. I meant to do the correct one. There we go. Sorry.
I like the drum a little better. Oh. Is domestic beer the only
beverage? I thought you were going to say abuse, and I was like, oh, thank God he went with beer.
Is domestic beer the only product in the world, food-wise, that is marketed on its temperature?
I think it's Coors. It's specific to Coors.
But, I mean, their whole thing is that it's cold.
Right.
Like, that's,
yeah.
That's the whole message. But there's no other thing like, you're going to love Campbell's chicken soup because...
Or you're going to love... Did you see these new Calvin Klein shirts? They come on the best hands known to man. It's like, you don't control that thing. Like, you make the shirt however people choose to experience. That's kind of on them.
What are you even talking about right now?
These commercials for Coors are like... comes from filtered from the coldest mountain water onto a glacier an ice cube.
the thing that amazes me about Coors is like that has been their messaging for like 30 years now.
Well, since you need an ice box, it used to be a really big selling point where they're like, we keep it cold. It doesn't. It never reaches 100 degrees as we truck it via ox.
Yeah.
trucks with refrigerators in them. Suck our dicks.
It's not just Coors, though. The other domestic beers,
we
too.
We brew it cold. The hops are grown in a refrigerator. A CEO, he sleeps
he's
in the
dead. He's been frozen like Disney for fucking 100 years. He's a goddamn ice man.
You can take medicine and numb up your entire mouth and drink our beer warm. Or take it fresh out of your freezer.
Mm.
Has anyone ever drank a cold Coors Light? Like, in the history of people drinking Coors Light, mine have always been lukewarm to body
temperature. It's frost brewed.
Who cares how they made it? Like, mine always end up warm.
It's frost. They have to wait until it frosts.
It is the kind of beer that rarely comes out of a fridge, and usually it's like you're hiding it in your sock.
Here's how you drink Coors Light. It's in a bong, and it's coming down from the second story, or it's in a cooler with only water at the bottom in a fucking boat. Or it's in one of the solo cups on a fucking table, and it's part of a competition. Those are the only cases in which you would drink Coors Light. It's from a wedding. Here's the last one. Or it's from a wedding where they had too much. You stole some from your buddy like 6 months later, and it's been sitting in their pantry the whole time, and you're drinking it off your shelf because you're a sad old man, and you day drink to get by. That's me. That's how I drink Coors Light.
This got a,
fucking
this got,
2 o'clock.
This got really cathartic.
Do they have to wait every year until the first frost to make Coors Light?
Right, they do. Well, this year they couldn't make any because of global warming.
Global warming is fucking Coors Light.
Yeah.
I prefer Tecate if I'm going to go with the...
If you're going to go with the...
I like a red stripe.
That doesn't count.
That's a weird choice.
It doesn't count. You gotta pick something that comes in an 18er at 7-Eleven.
I'll tell you what, I'll take over Coors
Light. Near beer then, bro.
Miller High Life.
Yeah, I'll take a Miller
High Life. I like the High Life.
I like a Pabst Blue Ribbon, too. And yeah. Not in an ironic way. I like to drink that out of a can.
Fucking Rolling Rock, bro.
No.
Hey, Jay.
Jay, come over here. We got some Rolling Rock.
We're going to feed this baby whale.
It's a fucking baby whale.
We're going to save it.
Do you guys know that scientists have discovered the most obnoxious human being on Earth?
Hello.
Dear black people. Just kidding. I got you. I'm super sick, but I still wanted to make you guys a video, so excuse my disgusting sounding voice. Today, we are going to talk about abortion because it has been tearing up my insides.
Is this the dear fat people lady?
Sick. Yeah. I shouldn't have said that. Abortions are wrong. Said no smart person ever. Ironic that the same people against abortion are the ones who probably should have been aborted.
But Nicole, abortion is murder.
Gotta stop you on that one. That means that every single ejaculation would have to be used for procreation, and considering you guys jack each other off all the time on your stupid fucking ideas, that's not gonna happen. Sperm?
So this is what happens when you pay people on YouTube money?
Yeah, I think this is. I think this is PewDiePie, right? I think this is all right. So this is a perfect storm.
I like when people do those makeup seminars.
That's kind of
me too.
Yeah,
me too, Laramie. Yeah.
Smoky eyes.
This is what happens when, like, people's agents in Hollywood are noticing. They're trying to figure out what makes Vine and YouTube stars famous.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, they're attractive and, like, really, like, super mildly funny and, like, basically combine attractive blonde person with jokes that were funny in, like, 1993.
Yeah, this is all very, like, grandchild of Zay Frank's The Show, but, like,
yeah,
ranty. Like, when people say, like, they posted a new rant, like, that disgusting crawling feeling you get.
Yeah.
Like, it's a video version of that where it's like, I am super pumped to hear this guy's idea about mm-hmm. Avengers 2.
So now I think if you're a cute girl that's, you know, trying to get into acting, they're like, why don't you rant about something on YouTube and wear a low-cut shirt there? Same for dudes. For dudes, it's like, ah, grow your bangs out.
Yeah, do a backflip.
Wear a tank top and do a backflip.
Yeah. It's
I can't do a backflip.
Flip. They're alive.
Only have sex with the purpose of making a baby.
Little sperm.
Sometimes sex is just for fun.
Are alive.
That would mean every single mom of a teen boy who has to do his socks in the laundry is an accomplice to murder.
Like, I mean, that is
the quick edit thing,
mean,
too.
You know, I mean, if there was a. You know how beer has, like, IBU to rate the bitterness level? Like, comedy should have a hack level. Like, her,
yeah.
Like, the hackiness level of this video would just be just off the fucking charts.
You know what I'm extra scared about right now? That this is me. That I'm this girl. Do you guys see?
Only you think that.
Isn't that, I mean, it seems like it's me.
Only you would do that.
You know what I think? Cause I'm gonna tell you. You listening?
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah,
I never know if you guys are talking over me or not. So sometimes I'm just talking to myself in this room. I think this quick edit style is crazy effective, like in terms of quote unquote entertainment value. Like you can watch almost anything in a quick edit style. Mm-hmm. So it might be fun to do something really, really like racist or something in that style and see if people still dig it. Right? Like. No, I mean, put something so awful, but in that quick edit style, kind of interesting.
Guarantee the neo-Nazis are going to figure out how to use YouTube, like, in about 8 months.
The problem with this
is first it's going to be the hip pastors.
Because it would work.
Yeah, the problem with this and all sort of, like, clever but not actually funny things, most of the stuff, like, that, you know, is accessible, is that there's no barrier to entry. Like, anyone can fucking do this. Like,
well, because as soon as you stop liking one thing, it's like, here's another thing. And another.
Yeah.
And a color and a shape. And you're like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
You can't even form a full thought.
It's the list thing where it's the BuzzFeed list thing, but with time. It's the time axis list where it's like, here's my face over here, and now I'm on the other side of the screen.
It's
and then like there's like a trumpet sound, like,
because no one actually wants to think.
It is.
You just want to be distracted.
Yeah.
It's TMZ / Mansers.
It is the it is your brain. It's like corn syrup for your brain where it's like, I'm learning a lot right now. Things are very different from a couple seconds ago. Like the density of visual changes here makes me feel like I am accomplishing a fuck ton listening to this chick talk about sperm.
It's like if you got to see 1,000 snakes in a row as a caveman.
Yes.
And you're just like a dead upon, like, I know that snake. I know that snake.
You're like, never go back there. That's a bad place. And your brain tells you, like, that's probably a good thing to learn. It's like, don't
good
go
job.
To the place with 100 snakes in a square foot.
This is your brain. This is your brain on not thinking.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear? Here's her in non-edited form on The View.
Oh. There's still The View?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hey, my girl Michelle Collins is on there now. Don't make fun of her.
Who's Michelle Collins?
Millions of people, including some of my callers, over her viral video that has 27 million hits and counting, titled Dear Fat People. If you haven't seen it, here's what people are talking about.
Fat shaming? is not a thing. Fat people made that up.
That's a race card with no race.
Yeah, but I couldn't fit into a store. That's discrimination.
No. That means you're too fat and you should stop eating. They complain and they smell like sausages. And I don't even think they ate sausages. That's just their aroma. If we offend you so much that you lose weight, I'm okay with that. You are killing yourself.
Yeah, she did the Max Headroom thing.
I'll sleep at night.
Nicole Arbor joins us right now in Hot Topic. So, you know, a lot of people were offended. Are you surprised? Do you understand why people are offended by it?
Frankly, I'm the most offended by my hair in that video. If I
oh yeah, that's me. I'm that nightmare.
No, you're. How are you like that at all?
It's just
we would have murdered you already if that was you.
Yes, the world's foremost nihilist is exactly like a human shill made of nothing. But
that's like remember 4 years ago when the fat Jew got in trouble and then he diffused the whole time where he's just like, oh man, I just hot tub.
Yeah.
Like it's that's like there's a game plan out there.
Right.
Like someone's passing around a pamphlet for when you get in trouble being a piece of shit on social media. They're just like, look, man, just make it a fucking joke. It's like,
make it a light self-deprecation.
Yeah, it's about the faves, and I'm too busy being drunk and fat.
I think that's why everybody sort of has latched onto her, because she is basically, like, you see all of the seams in the internet, like the sort of the new model celebrity.
Yes.
Like, she has made you see every sort of gear, you know? Like, she's just slow enough to where... It's like when you read a script.
It's a really bad magic show.
It's a bad magic show. And it's also like when you read a script and instead of like the characters having a goal.
Yeah.
Or what was it called? Oh, motivation. Like the characters, instead of the characters having a motivation and saying words that, you know, they give you a hint at it.
Yeah.
They just speak their motivation out loud.
Yes.
That she's that.
She's the voiceover telling you who the characters are.
Yes. She's the voiceover telling you what her agent told her to do.
The spaceship is important because it has to get through the portal in time.
God. You're here. This is your shot.
Yeah.
So did you expect to offend people? Are you surprised that
100%, 100%. That video was made to offend people, just the way I do with all the other videos. It's just satire. I'm just being silly.
Wait. Hold on.
It's definitely.
Can you wrap yourself in a progressive social issue, please?
I'm just having a bit of fun, and that's what we did. And that topic was actually voted in by fans.
Oh, diffuse! I like that. Where it's like it's all of our faults that I'm a piece of shit. Everyone who put me here is to blame. All of my fans are the reason I am a monster. See, it's totally fucking me.
But wouldn't it be cool if it was like again Hitler, neo Nazis?
Yeah, you could just straight. You could cut up,
and they're just like, look, this is what Jesus wanted. It's not my fault.
Did you see the video where someone cut? They made a Friends intro for the Third Reich, where it was like the
dude,
Friends music, and then like it was just like Hitler like goofing around with his dog and like Goebbels
like eating
ice cream.
We're always stuck in second key.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And not make fun of me too.
You know, I'm a comic.
Oh, and then yeah, I make fun of me too.
A fat person. I'm going to say I'm fat first. You're not fat. That's the problem.
Oh, the video before was about crazy girls, and that one was about.
Well,
that,
this is like so weirdly textbook. I got in on this late because
she's going to go to wrap yourself in a progressive social issue any second.
This is all like there's bullet points and she's following them perfectly, and it's weird to watch done so accurately.
It's like I'm always stuck in second gear.
A transparent
interview. No, but you know, you take it on yourself first, and then maybe you can do a joke. The joke
maybe you can empathize.
Role.
Yeah.
But you
can
do that, and then you sort of hide behind this. Well, it's not healthy. That's bull, and you know it. You don't care about your health. Come on.
The whole thing was a joke. It really was. The whole thing was a joke, and I make fun of myself all the time. Like, I know that I look like Side Chick Barbie. I realize this, and I make jokes about it all the time. So I think that we should all gotta make jokes.
But let me ask you about. But don't you think? And I want to first before I get to my question. YouTube disabled your channel.
Yeah.
You want to keep? Yeah.
Here's their response. I want to get this in. In cases where a channel or video is incorrectly flagged,
I don't know why she wants to get this in.
And subsequently removed, we work quickly to reinstate it. Whether or not you think you were censored, you talk about. you know, being insensitive, but, you know, there are a lot of overweight people that it's not the circumstances outside of themselves. Maybe their parent died. Maybe they have a medical condition. Don't you think you're being insensitive?
Well,
to some
I say
of
that
cases?
In the video. I actually say in it. And again, like, how do people take a video seriously when the first line was about having ridiculous? Like, the first line was making fun of myself, and I'm like, yeah.
I don't know what
she
said.
It was a political statement. Like, it was clearly a joke.
On this video. On this video. I'm also trying to say that.
Here's Raven Simone, who I think might actually be, like, functionally mentally deficient.
That's so Raven.
Larry was just waiting for that.
I know.
I love it. I understand, and what Paul was saying, not just sickness, but, you know, there's a lot of different foods out there that have ingredients in them that some people get addicted to that they can't help the size that they are, being 180 pounds my whole entire life. So
she can't help being what size she is because there's some foods have ingredients in them that, I don't know.
I was born 180. I'll die 180.
The thing is, you weren't unapologetic about it, right?
No.
You don't have a problem with it, and you actually posted the video in response, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she even know what she's agreeing to?
Look, it's nice to have someone to tear apart, to just get in the ribcage of, and they're just like pulling the bones out.
I feel weird tearing her apart because she really is just...
She's right. It's our fault. She's right to defuse the blame. Like, we built her.
Yeah,
and
no.
She is functioning as advertised.
She is like a 100% like just shill bot.
We purchased a washing machine that is super cruel to fat people that can't help it. And we brought it home and they're like, this washing machine is a dick. And like, yes, it's on the fucking label. Like, yeah. We built that specifically to be mean to
it
fat
had
people.
All of the bullet points that we wanted.
Yeah. I realize I'm like Barbie, but like,
if you're offended, if you don't have a sense of humor and you don't understand jokes, I don't give a childhood obesity. That is offensive. There's no reason for a little kid to be a freaking chubby chub chub. Everybody should be equally made fun of. Straight guy or a black guy,
yeah,
or a
see
white
that...
guy or a skinny girl or a hot girl. Stereotypes are funny because they're true. They aren't based on nothing. Italian people make a lot of pizzas and say papa de poopy. Everybody.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what she's doing?
Wow. Oh, God.
She's really just skewering our sacred cows.
She's doing satire. She's doing a lot of high-level satire.
That is,
yeah, because it's everybody.
Layered. You know? It's layered like a dirty Italian's calzone.
or their lasagna.
What?
Because he said Bapa da Boopy made a calzone layer. There you go. That stereotype's true.
It's like it's
chocolate one up for Donald Trump.
It's the format.
Suck on that, world.
Oh, God.
Pistol Drone 2016.
Yeah. Oh.
It's almost where we just say words. Like, yeah. That'll just be a video.
It's the format of a children's show. It's got, like, the.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Got, but, like, a very condensed. It's all the learnings from, you know, what, 30 years of MTV shoved down a child's gullet and then force vomited back up and. Into your mouth, like a reverse baby bird.
Well, it's like
you know, the baby bird's puking into your mouth.
Well, yeah, you know how we always say that nerds can categorize without being able to synthesize?
Yes.
She is just like a human, like, categorization machine, yes, of, like, tropes that have worked on social media.
Yeah. It's scary that we built a robot like this. Like, people are worried about Skynet, but, like, I'm more worried about YouTube stars, you know?
She's still technically making fun of things they're kind of okay to make fun of, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's
like
what I said.
I'm not saying it's like, not horrible or offensive. What I'm saying is she's not coming out. She's still preaching to a choir sort of here because everyone's going to be pro-choice who watches
absolutely.
This, right?
That's why I'm saying it's sort of the Vine YouTube star formula, because if you watch, like, the, you know, Nash Greer or whatever, whoever the Vine YouTube star, most of their shit, the thing that strikes you about it is you're like, this is dad humor. This is like humor from
mildly
at least
racist.
25
but, well,
years
it's like
ago.
Office dad humor. It's not like boat dad humor.
It's like
boat dad humor is terrifying.
Boat dad versus office dad. That is important.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely office dad. Where it's like you, it seems kind of racist, and it probably is.
I mean,
but it's
it
just
is,
like
but...
so hacky and dad like. You're just like go. All right.
Your eyes pull so hard, they hit the back of your head.
Really bobbled the delivery on that one, huh, Dad?
Yeah. Dad, do we really need another shitty act out?
I'm going to do an accent. This one's a Boston. This is going to happen a lot.
But keyboard warriors are
don't. Why are we still playing this?
No, she's going to wrap herself in an issue.
I don't want to hear that part.
Actually, so you put your money where your mouth is.
I would totally do it. That would be amazing. I actually have an organization called Go Team. We cheer people to and through everything, and they realize the difference between me doing satire the same way a guy would do it in a movie.
Satire, and I have to say, listen, we're comedians here. I watch it, and I'm like, where is the satire? You're like a skinny blonde girl. You're a comedian, but it's very difficult. As you know, some of us here have struggled with weight problems. Watching you say it, it's borderline bullying.
No, it's not bullying when you hear me.
Yeah, and the clapping. This is pretty much life in the 21st century. Is the clapping drowns out everyone talking over each other?
Yeah.
Woo! And Donald Trump says, "I don't like Mexicans or Arabs," and everyone. Woo!
They need to embed this chick in like Afghanistan. She would crush over there.
You think?
Yeah. For the troops.
Oh, I thought you meant for, like, the Taliban.
Oh, them too, then.
To your comedy.
Yeah.
It's because it's so satirical, it plays everywhere.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Came to me. That's like,
why are you still doing this? Stop.
That is, though. I don't know what you're saying. Battle for the ages.
They bleep her, like, they don't just bleep one word. They bleep her for, like, 20 seconds at a time.
Is that because she's cursing? That seems like non-robot like to like slip a fuck in there.
I don't know. So do you think her running mate should be Trump or Pistol Drone?
Pistol Drone.
She's the president now?
Could we have a triumvirate where it's Nicole Arbour, Donald Trump, and Pistol Drone?
I mean, they're all the same thing.
Like we made all of them.
I mean,
they're all just things.
If you boiled them down separately in three different pots, you would end up with the same sticky poison. They are all exactly the same thing. You've got artificial intelligence, YouTube stars, and Donald Trump. Same problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's something to pitting bullying against satire. Like, no one can win that on the internet. They're both so strong.
Mm-hmm. I'm just...
Like, that is...
Anytime you suggest that everyone gets made fun of equally, you've already fucking failed. Like, there's no case in which a person has said that and then said anything intelligent. Before or after. Like, the equal opportunity offender is just a piece of shit.
Also, she's doing the... if I was a guy doing this, it would be
which
okay.
Is not... Oh, what did... I don't think that would be okay. I think it would be worse.
But you guys just said that there's no line. I was just told that from the Queen, there's no line, but you have to accept the consequences. So what else is it?
Now I don't even know what they're talking about anymore.
Yeah, it's just raining judgment down now.
Yeah.
Everyone gets
I
to
can't
feel
hear
good.
Them because they're like cats.
It's raining judgment.
We were mean to the mean lady. We're the heroes by association.
I just can't believe The View still exists, like you said.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey.
Hey. It's been a long time, man. I didn't
Since
know that.
Rock and
it's
roll.
An old format.
Holy shit, The Voice is back on?
Is it?
This is The Voice.
Huh. Anyway.
I like the guys with the baby whale better. That was a bad one.
Yeah. There's no more sacred cows, guys.
I'd managed to avoid that whole scene. I scroll through that shit now. I've tuned myself appropriately to not involve myself in things that are just going to needlessly piss me off.
I heard you became a corporate lawyer. Is that true?
Pretty much.
You do mergers and acquisitions?
I work the hours of a corporate lawyer for much less pay, if that's what you mean.
Perfect.
Great. I still haven't watched The Act of Killing. That's the other half of that. Is that like I miss out on some good stuff because I know that's going to fuck me up.
Yeah, it's good.
It's just sitting there. It's the first one on my Netflix list every time. And I have the director's cut right next to it. So it's really telling me to watch it.
Yeah.
And then there's new ones out, I think, on streaming.
Yeah, yeah. Look of Silence.
I can't fucking watch that shit. That's too hard.
Look of Silence is not as good because it's not about the perpetrators.
Yeah.
The perps.
Perps are more interesting. Sorry. I mean, like every time a mass killing happens, it's like, why does the killer get all this attention? It's because that person's more interesting than a person who just got killed. Sorry.
It's the same reason this chick gets attention, because you want to know why.
Yeah. Right.
And you want to
dissect their brain and figure out what went wrong with
it. You want to pull an arm off and just gnaw on it for a while before like the buzzards get a hold of it.
Yep.
You guys, does that play out in your head? The shredding of their carcass?
A little bit.
That's what? We are both the zebra Mm-hmm. And the hyena.
Mm. the zebra.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. You like what I did there?
No.
He combined the words, which is not as good as rhyming them.
So I feel like a few years back we did a sort of a fantasy draft for the Oscars where we like gave points for you know, if it got an acting Oscar, got a certain amount of points, and if it got
That actually does sound familiar.
And
yeah, like, we did that. I think I won.
Did probably you? Not. You're not very good.
I was just claiming the high ground right off the bat.
What are your picks this year? I'm looking at. I was writing some down that look like sort of they might be contenders.
Well, you got that Bridge of Spies, right?
You think that's going to be up in there?
I mean, Spielberg?
Yeah, it's Spielberg. But Spielberg, Tom Hanks, I kind of feel like they're too pop at this point.
Or post that era?
Yeah, a little bit.
Hmm. All right. You got the Goosebumps movie?
Goosebumps?
One is it? There's a lot of Goosebumps. Is it the one where there's a twist ending?
I think so.
Obviously the Danish Girl is going to be in there because it's it's designed,
1,000,000%.
It's designed not to be criticized. You can't.
It's yeah.
That's the Redmayne as a lady.
Mane. Yeah, as a lady.
In the Heart of the Sea, the Ron Howard thing.
I'm excited about that. I don't know if it's going to be Oscar worthy, but I like that book a lot.
That trailer looked dumb as hell.
It was a good book. I mean, it's about people just sailing across the ocean.
It's also
Big
hard
Short.
To
Short.
Big Short. Another book I liked. I don't know. I mean,
Jobs.
Steve Jobs is going to be in there.
No.
The Martian, possibly. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that's Oscar. That seems like almost a little too pop for the Oscars.
I don't think The Martian will make it. It's kind of, actually, I was going to say it's very Gravity, but then Gravity won. So, never mind.
No, I think Gravity was way more of an arty film than The Martian is.
I don't like any of these movies that you've, from the brief descriptions that I've gotten here tonight, they all sound very bad.
I mean, Steve Jobs is going to be the obvious choice.
There's no way like Star Wars wins anything, right?
No, it's Sorkin.
But who's directing?
Danny Boyle.
Oh, Danny Boyle.
Who I'm not sure in retrospect is actually a good director. Like he's directed more films that I've hated at this point than films that I've liked.
What have you liked?
I like Trainspotting.
Yeah.
What else?
I like 127 Hours.
Yeah, that's kind of like.
Didn't he do The Beach too?
I feel like 127 Hours is just more like dick measuring than it is a good movie.
The only thing I remember from The Beach is that Leonardo DiCaprio as a boy gets high and plays a video game in his mind.
Oh yeah, he did The Beach. Yeah, all right, I disagree. Okay, I'm wrong. Like 28 Days Later, I like The Beach. Trainspotting.
So you're just not a Slumdog fan.
Slumdog is fucking terrible. I didn't like 127 Hours, and I thought Trance was pretty terrible too.
Yeah,
Trance was one of the weirder movies.
Is Star Wars going to do anything?
Is that like, for the Oscars? That's not out this year, is it?
Yeah, it's out this year. It's in December.
Is it?
Yeah.
What?
Dude, you run a movie website.
Yeah, not well.
I'm not a scheduler. I just react.
You know, he's got opinions on fish they found,
dude,
chicks on the internet, and what was the other one?
Boston.
Yeah.
If you want to get hashtag clicks, you need to know that Star Wars The Force Awakens comes out in December.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was one of those ones where like I don't need to follow it closely because I'll just hear about it no matter what.
Yeah, it'll get pounded into you. I like that there's not any trailers for it or whatever. Or have I tuned myself so successfully that I don't know shit about Star Wars at this point?
Oh, there's a trailer.
Well, there's the one where it's like
the circle.
Harrison Ford's like, hey, come here, you big dumb cat, and he hugs his little cat, the cat man,
and then he hits the jukebox, and it starts playing Johnny Be Good,
and everyone claps, they're like, woo, and he drowns out him shrieking over someone else.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Cool.
Yeah, we're all in agreement on
that. I'm probably going to go watch Star Wars in the movie theater. That's how good things are going for me.
I'm
going
to watch it. Why wouldn't I? All right, so other movies. So
David O. Russell's Joy on Christmas.
Yeah, that one's in there. Like, Hateful Eight, you know?
Yeah, it seems.
I got to think.
Concussion?
Concussion, what's that one? Oh, with the Will Smith. That's going to be terrible.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. But that doesn't mean it doesn't win an Oscar.
That's from the guy who did Parkland. Did you see Parkland?
Ooh, I don't know.
It was real bad. It was about the Kennedy assassination, but it was
mostly about acting.
They're like, what if instead of history, there was people just acting super, super hard?
Do you think there's a stage at which the Oscars get so self-congratulatory that only movies about movies,
I mean,
about movies get the award?
We're kind of already there.
I mean, it's past parody. Okay. Where Redmayne wins for playing Stephen Hawking in a movie wheelchair.
They started letting me do some crazy shit at the end of film.com, and I gave Parkland a 6.2.
Is that good or bad?
Exactly.
Oh, nice. I like that. Yeah. It's a knee pasta sausage.
6.2 out of 10, bro.
On the Richter scale.
I give that a mustard point fart on the Richter scale.
You know what I said? It needed a little more connective tissue.
You know, actually, it's logarithmic, so it's a mustard pass double fart. You got to fart squared. It's fart times fart.
Do you get what I'm doing there, though? Because brain tissue? Never mind.
I have no fucking... Like, it's way above our heads.
Yeah.
It's about the JFK assassination, bro.
It's up in the air.
6.2? I don't know what's a 6.2.
The bullets.
Oh, is that what the caliber was?
No, I just made that shit up. But connective tissue.
Okay.
He didn't have any more, so he died.
Laramie, you've ground this podcast to a halt.
I did, didn't I?
You sure did.
You are the magic. Right. You are the magic bullet of this podcast.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do?
Right, you were saying something. Go ahead.
What? When?
I cede my time to you.
Oh, I don't got shit. No. I didn't see that movie, nor do I care.
I'm going to emails. That's what you did to me.
Woo!
Woo! It's email time.
Hey. Let's hear from the fans.
Let's hear from the fans. They're why we're here.
I wish I were somewhere else, so I guess it's their fault.
Is that why we're here?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What about baby Jesus?
He's a fan.
He's the reason for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
He's the reason for the season. Now, that rhymes, Brett. You should like that.
No, I don't like the rhyming. I like the portmanteau. Right. I like the I like the before and afters. That's my category. Also shrimp. I rock it when there's a shrimp category.
I ate shrimp for lunch today.
It's not the same thing.
Okay. Question for Brett and Vince. Mm. So, I'm in my last year of film school.
Laramie need not apply.
And today I had to deal with, for the trillionth time, my classmates' shitty readings of movies I like. Usually I just bite my tongue until it bleeds and sarcastically reply in the comfort of my own mind. I don't want to fall out with these people because they don't understand subtext, intent, or Die Hard. They said some more dense shit. Okay, never mind. Sorry, that was in a parenthetical they didn't want me to read. I know that Vince and Brett went to film school, and I was wondering, first of all, I was a visual arts / media major with an emphasis in film video, and I believe Brett was a comm major.
With a minor in film.
Which are both minor basically the same thing. Yeah. I know that Brett and Vince went to film school, and I was wondering how you got through this sort of stuff without resorting to judo and self-immolation. The broadcast discussion of American Sniper was a breath of fresh air.
Get it in your mouth.
Fresh air in an arid internet that was only willing to view the film through either rose-tinted or shit-stained glasses. American Sniper was mentioned in class last week as a form of propaganda.
Mm. Yeah, fair.
Sorry,
I wouldn't argue against that.
As a form of propaganda, which is probably fair, but it was immediately met with derisions and accusations of racism from people who I know for a fact hadn't seen the fucking thing. Nice one.
Yeah. American Sniper's a weird one. Like, structurally nice, but yeah, it's got some weird... It's
not good.
Edges. No. Parts of it are good.
Like me and Brett said, it's like people. Four good decisions and then two really, really bad ones over and over again. Yeah, I think how I dealt with that was I just sort of checked out during a lot of discussions, and then in between classes I would go outside and read a book.
And I don't think you want my advice on how that was dealt with, because it resulted in this creature. I will say this, that like film school, like life, your main guiding principle should be fear. So you should never really like engage lest you be found to be a fraud. We had a couple really powerful film professors, and I don't think I ever said anything, just because they would shut down this sort of dumbassery in a brutal way in front of everyone.
Which is so cathartic.
Oh, it feels really good. But it also makes you feel like maybe you don't have anything interesting to say, which is the right feeling. Like, there's very...
Especially when you're 22.
Yeah, there's very little you can contribute to what, like, in the realm of the senses, has going for it that your tiny little worldview can formulate. It's like the reason all of your dumb movies end in suicide is because you have absolutely no experience with the outside world, and the most profound thing you can think of is you not existing anymore. So, like, you know,
I blew my mind.
Yeah. Just hang in there and let them tire themselves out, because they're not going to make anything of themselves.
I'll tell you here how I dealt with it one time. We were like choosing, short scripts. Like, we all wrote like a short, like a treatment, I think, for a short, five, 10 minute film. And then we picked a few, and then we broke up into teams to shoot the ones that got picked. And I got stuck on the team where the fucking film that they picked was the one where it's like a soldier that commits suicide and is fucking...
Oh, it had a gun and a suicide in it?
That's... Yeah. Yeah. Not only that... Oh, God. This hurts just to bring it up. So they shot the thing, and it's like this guy reading this voiceover, and it's like... And then they're doing the thing where they shoot the hands. Because, God, every fucking student film, you got to do one where it's just someone's hands or it's just someone's feet, and the stuff happens off screen.
Yeah.
And the best part about it was this guy's reading the thing, and he just has his Starbucks cup right there for some reason. It almost felt like it was a weird suicide ad for Starbucks, because I wasn't there for the day of shooting, and I just got the footage back, and I was kind of like, what the fuck? Did you just...
Why wouldn't you move the cup?
Did Starbucks factor in heavily to the script, or were you just too lazy for like an entire day of shooting to move the fucking Starbucks cup that was in the frame the entire time with the logo facing the camera? So basically the way I dealt with that one was, I was like, you know, we're picking responsibilities and jobs to do on the video. And I was like, I'm going to be the editor.
Yeah. Which is actually the best job in a college setting where you're doing film. Like, editing, it feels really good when you don't have to make it your full-time job.
Yeah. So I did a really good sound design with their bullshit fucking suicide film. Like, I added sirens going by,
did you do some
left to right?
Did you do some diegetic to non-diegetic stuff where it's like the intro playing and then someone closes the door and it gets all muted?
No, I didn't. There wasn't enough footage for that. Yeah. I basically just had to create an entire atmosphere that they had not thought about. But basically, I was just like if you have to work on something like that, you're like, let me tech out on this, because actually the most important thing that you learn is not anything conceptual. Like, we'd all love to believe that you're going to graduate and, you're going to go apply for a job and your theory on Godard is going to be what gets you hired somewhere. But that is not the case at all. Like, if you learn how to, like, learn
it's
how
important to
use to
have
equipment.
A theory on Godard, but it's not going to get you paid. And, like, it's rough.
Learn how to use equipment. That's basically my advice.
Yeah.
The most important thing is to have a real big throat.
Why is that, Laramie?
For the blowjobs.
Oh, I didn't know where he was going with that until just now.
It's rough when you're, as someone who went to art school way late, it's rough when your appreciation muscles outpace your ability to execute muscles, and you have to watch yourself fail at doing things to a level you expect from everyone else. And I think that that's probably not, like, if you're going to, like, if this is your first college experience and you're in film school, like, you're pretty confident in your abilities, but damned if it wouldn't be better if everyone just remade shot for shot, or, like, not shot for shot, other films. Like, no one got to write any sort of treatment. It's just craft first, so that you learn how to, like, work with the medium before you get into, like, your fucking dumb ideas.
Yeah.
Because they're all dumb. And, like, it's okay. It's okay to, like, have stupid ideas, because, like, that's how you learn. But, like, you learn by imitating, and you're imitating all the, like, dumb shit that's made an impression in your stupid little life. And, like, fucking...
I wish you were a film professor.
But you need to learn how to make film. Like, you have to get through that stage.
Right.
Like, you have to do the dumb phase, but you should do it in the least damaging to other people in your group or your professors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You want to minimize the impact your stupid ideas are going to have until you start having some actual ideas, which I'm still waiting for. Any second now, it's going to get profound.
Hey, Laramie.
Hey, bud.
What are you doing over there?
Probably typing.
Typing some important stuff, I hope. He sent it to me. So it's like...
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm not in on this one? This is like a for Vince and Laramie thing?
You can be the audience.
All right, go for it.
He says, this is the best headline ever. Drone crash injures 11-month-old baby during Princess Bride screening.
That's got everything. It's got highs, it's got lows.
On September 12th, an errant DJI Inspire 1 drone dropped from the skies and crashed to the ground during a public screening of The Princess Bride in Pasadena, California.
So that brings in the nerds, the techies, the kids.
The ensuing debris hit an 11-month-old girl in the head, and though the child escaped serious injury, the outcome could have been far worse.
Now I'm upset. I'm outraged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the FAA has got to regulate them drones. That's what they're...
I mean, dad mad wise, I would love to brutally murder a drone flyer at a public screening in Pasadena because they were fucking filming the crowd and it hit my child. I would just like, that's something like when you need to work out, but you're a little too tired. You're just like, what if some dumpy white dude with a fucking like the big controller, you know, because they're serious about it, just fucking
Hawaiian shirt probably.
Sent a quadcopter into your child.
Yeah.
I can feel the blows.
Hawaiian shirt
they,
with some chance.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And they're a little too long. Like he got them like a size too big and maybe trimmed them up a little bit.
Yeah.
You sound like you want it to happen.
I just want to end someone.
Next question. G'day, Frotsketeers. I'd like to extend to you fine gentlemen a huge thanks. Before learning of the monkey scoop, I was lost. My butt was dirty, and I feel for any previous lovers and girlfriends. Seriously, why isn't this shit taught in school systems?
Woo!
Yeah.
Boo.
I was recently on a trip to Italy and came across many bidets where I stayed. Do any of you guys have a preferred method of using one? Are you meant to wipe first with toilet paper or just dive right in with the water? I clumsily made an attempt while drunk. I'm not sure if it was the best move. You're meant to penetrate the butt with a tap, right? Any toilet advice for future travel would be amazing.
So monkey scoop line first. You know, there's the bear commercial where the bears poop and then they wipe their butts with the toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the selling points of the toilet paper is that you don't have to wash your underwear as much because you're not covering them in shit.
Really?
Like, which doesn't happen if you adopt the monkey scoop. Like, I have never had shit stains. And, like, you know, sometimes you fart and you're not expecting things, or, like, you eat, like, a bunch of, like, pork and your butt's a squirting. Like, notwithstanding those.
Your butt's all a squirt from the pork.
Notwithstanding
there was a
those incidents.
Comment about your butt, Brett.
Oh, yeah, because my butt fell apart.
Really?
I have pretty horrible bowels. It's either totally blocked up or just like coming out at the speed of sound. Just like I'm fucking Chuck Yeagering that shit. I am in a test craft. I might not survive every time I sit down to poop. This one was all my fault though. It was like a perfect storm of things that shouldn't have been in my body.
I'm sorry to hear that, bud.
It's a shame. I haven't figured out the bidet either. Like I want to, like in theory, I like the idea of using water to clean off my butt instead of paper. But in practice, I tried to use a bidet, and I don't know if it was just too much water pressure, but yeah, it was just a lot of surprise and fear and feeling. It just felt weird and wrong.
When I contract, they put me up in, down in L.A., they put me up in the Japantown Hotel, Little Tokyo or whatever, and they have a bidet. And I've been there like 3-4 times, and I've never had the courage to use it.
And
it's something I'm going to just probably regret for the rest of my life.
I used it at Brendan's house. You know, Brendan has a bidet in his house.
I've never been to Brendan's house.
And a urinal.
Why does he have all that?
He just bought a house that has a bidet and a urinal. That's just what you do.
It's how San Francisco rolls, Laramie. Yeah. We just got a bunch of dumb shit we can't afford.
You know, when you're at the top, when you're at the top
the
of your sales game.
Me. It's intimidating.
Yeah.
Do you know how to use one?
I don't think so.
I think you wipe a little bit. You know, you get the big stuff out of there.
I was worried about spraying shit all over my legs and my butt. Like, that's the real concern. That's why I didn't use it. I thought, like, I've been drinking. I'm probably good at this. This is probably, like, finally I get a chance to have a skill that's applicable in the real world. I'm probably great at the bidet.
Yeah.
And then I thought, like, what if it goes wrong? And it's just like a fan of liquid shit spraying all over everywhere. Like I have really bad diarrhea and it's getting splashback.
So I think, I think it depends on the kind of shit you're taking. Like if you have a good one where you get all of it out in one go, then I think
I don't have good ones.
I think you can just go straight to the water after that.
Yeah.
But like, you're just fire hosing your anus?
But if you got one of those ones where you didn't quite finish all the way, or you had to
everyone.
Like, or you had to like break it off halfway through because you got, you know, your baby's crying or something. I think in those cases you got to try a little. You wipe the big stuff away and then you shoot it, flush it with the water.
So you monkey scoop and then you, close
and
off.
And then you dry it off.
How do you keep
again?
It from like splashing up on the top of your dick?
Well,
like that's if there's pressure and it hits like a little in the wrong angle, that's going all the way.
My balls block it because I got real long balls. But I mean, for other people who don't have balls as long as mine,
your balls are like your army buddy that falls in the German grenade.
Yeah,
just like, no,
yeah, they're like my thunder buddy vest.
Yeah, the thunder
for my dick.
Is the bidet water warm or cold?
It's got to be warm, right?
I think there's different kinds. It depends.
I'd probably go because
I mean a cold shot to the
I'd like a cold shot to the butthole. That's what I want out of my liquid toilet.
Yeah, and
that'll wake you up in the morning.
I shot to the dirt button. That's a rude one. I don't know.
It's like Coors Light cold, but
bringing it back.
Yeah,
You can only use water from the Rockies. Rocky Mountain water.
I'm
on
not.
This butthole.
I'm not sure I'd let Coors Light touch my butthole.
Frost brewed for your pleasure.
Coors Light should make bidets. All right. Next question. Hey guys.
Hey.
Just listen to the latest ep. Great to hear most of the original Frock crew in studio. Brendan's laugh when he really loses it is super life affirming, and I mean that sincerely. The news that Matt is writing for another site was both shocking and upsetting for me, who found a niche I was good at, only to have it cruelly taken away. I briefly considered finding his other writing and doing some fan fiction there, but then I realized that would be crossing the line from fun thing I do incidentally to active cyber stalking. So don't worry, Matt. Your other writing will remain unmolested by me, at least. Fraud on, Schnitzel Bob.
I like that Schnitzel Bob. He's self-aware.
I like when he writes stories about me.
Yeah,
you're fucking whore, Laramie.
Where's Matt Lee writing? Are we allowed to say? I don't know.
He did last week.
Rooftop comedy, I think.
What?
Yeah.
Is it
rooftop comedy?
Is it a show? They sponsored us.
No, they didn't.
Didn't they? Aren't they hosting the Groove Shark?
I don't know. The what?
Do they pay him in money?
What?
SoundCloud. Isn't that them?
Yeah, clouds.
We're in a partnership.
No, we got it all in the cloud now.
Yeah, oh, good.
We're using cloud-based solutions.
Yeah.
To scale our business and grow it towards the white space.
It's all about the Internet of Things.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up, Laramie.
Where can we find your work, Vince?
Big thanks to you, buddy.
I feel like I don't add a lot to the show anymore.
I feel like you added a lot to the show. Don't you sell yourself short.
Hey, thank Laramie, you, the quality has come down to meet you, my friend. We are
a lot of my good stuff you guys just talked over. Just know that.
No, I know. We drank this broadcast.
Okay.
We don't always, but when we do, we definitely talk over the guest.
We almost always. Almost always. I've done like one sober podcast and it was great and I felt really good about it and I could never replicate that because I have a real problem. Like the pathology involved in me continuing to do this astounds me. Like the only reason I've done this for 5 years is because each night I go home and think that was fucking awful, but I have to prove that I can do better, and then I do worse because I'm like so scarred from the last one. I'm like, I need to get super drunk for this one. I need to get like lit up to podcast good, and then I go home and the cycle continues. So anyway,
yeah, like a mixture of Charlie Brown and Sisyphus.
I think you're doing exactly what you need to be doing.
Okay, great.
You know, it's just for the fans.
Yes,
the fans understand it. The people that don't, they're probably not fans.
No.
How come no one had questions or voicemails for me?
They might have.
Yeah. Okay.
I might have just.
You're not counting the Laramie thing.
That was pretty good. I'm gonna do some of those hot takes for YouTube. So next time you guys will be talking about me.
Yeah. I know you got those built up. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Frogcast@gmail.com, 415-275-0030. At Laramie on Twitter. That's where you can find Laramie, right?
Yeah, L-A-R-E-M-Y.
Are you still tweeting funny things sometimes?
No.
You wouldn't even believe it, some of the comedy I have on there.
He is a low-frequency tweeter, which means he has earned a place in your timeline. He's not going to fucking pollute that shit with like run-of-the-mill stuff. Like when it, when Laramie tweets, Laramie tweets gold.
He's not going to crash his drone into your baby.
No, he is not. That's not a thing Laramie does,
so to speak.
There, P bride screening.
Look, there's like three things Laramie does. One of which is tweet well. The other two of which are not crash a drone into your baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Possum just, Graveyard on Twitter, which is the probably the real form of Brett that I'd like to be remembered for, and not this shit show. Yeah. I'm much better on Twitter than I am
He's
on a
good
podcast.
On Twitter. And you know what? Keep your baby away from Laramie's dog because he might bite your baby.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, dang. I was about to shut it off. What?
Me and Burnsy have the same dog, bro.
What?
Did you see that shit?
What? Like the brown dog?
It's dog sized. It's regular, like regular dog.
No, dude. It's got How do I share this fucking tweet? Hold on.
But it's got the ears that are kind of like.
And you, right, guys, you guys are both from Florida, too.
Dude, check it out. Here, I'll send it to you.
Does everybody from Florida have the same dog?
I think we might. Check out the dog and tell me that's not fucking Bugsy.
I'm looking. Yeah, it's pretty.
Dude, pretty that's dead dog. On.
Yeah.
Hella dog-shaped, yo.
Man, I want to get a brown dog. Anyway, good night and brown dogs to all you guys.